WDW Big U. Hey, Walt Disney World Big U, episode number 12. Here we go. I'm Jesse Biseglia, here with my brother Josiah Biseglia.
I love Duffy the Bear.
Our question today is, if you could go to Walt Disney World and Disney is allowing you to take something home, and it's okay with them, they'll say, sure, you can keep it, and they'll even replace it. So it's like nothing ever happened, but you get to keep this Disney artifact, something that you can have and hold and love and cherish. And we said it would be approximately 4 feet high or less, so not something huge. Can't take Spaceship Earth itself, you know. 4 feet high or less, and about 2 feet by 2 feet. So nothing huge, something you would be able to carry, and you do whatever you want with it. Is that about what's going on?
Those are the correct specifications, from my understanding, yes. I mean, I guess we always get into questions as the episode goes along. One particular one would be, if this is some type of electrical or functioning device, do you take with it all the wiring, and does it continue to serve whatever function it does in your house? Or is it just the shell of whatever you can carry?
When thinking about this question, I did not think all the technology would come with it, because that's, you know, what are they going to do?
Yeah, that's what I figured as well. Yes, I think it's safest to say you're just taking the hardware.
Yeah, you just get it, and that's all it is. Yes. You want to pop out your number three?
All right, number three, I definitely wanted some type of signage that was very nostalgic and near and dear to my heart. I went through a lot of different options and alternatives, but Splash Mountain, my favorite ride, far and above. And, you know, they have a great entrance sign above as you enter the queue line. It says Splash Mountain in the watery writing.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of Brer Rabbit holding a knapsack just over the middle of that. And to have that in my room on the wall would make my day exceedingly great every day, for sure. There were some other rides and signs I considered, but for me personally, that one would be, I think, the most magical.
Yeah, signage is definitely something that I was thinking about too. I was thinking what would be the greatest type of sign to bring home. I've come to appreciate signage a lot more and the fonts that they use. It was a while ago, but I read this blog called The World According to Jack, which is a super awesome Disney blog, and he did a whole entry on the fonts used in each individual park. Different blog entry for each park, I believe. And he went into such great detail about all these fonts and all the work that's put into the fonts for the attractions and for the signs for the lands and stuff. Splash Mountain sign, like you said, it has like the splashy letters, and it's just the signs are really awesome. And when you're in Disney World, there's so much else going on. A lot of times you don't look at the fonts and stuff, so it's fun to study and look at when you're at home. So, yeah.
It's another testament to the amazing attention to detail that Disney will go to, even at the expense of most people not even knowing, you know, or realizing this stuff. But to know that just the way letters look can make you feel like you're part of this story.
Yeah.
You go into Liberty Square and you feel like you're in 17th century America. You go to Haunted Mansion, the font gets a little spookier. You don't even realize it consciously, but I think subconsciously, as you're reading things and as you're looking at things, it just puts you in that mood. You're in the story that Walt wants you to be in.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's kind of the part of why I think we love it so much as adults. As kids, you just these are great rides, but as adults, you can really appreciate all the work and storyline that goes into everything. It didn't make my top three, but I was thinking...
Did not make your top three?
Right, but I did have one for a sign that was close, and I was thinking of the D from the Walt Disney World entrance that you drive under. The classic Disney font, of course.
Yeah. But the D, what about the W?
I think the D's, but the D is more of an iconic look to it. It looks so unique. It's just D for Disney, you know? I mean, I know Walt is awesome.
Yeah, he is.
But the D itself physically looks more Disney to me.
The D made your list or did not make your list?
The D was a close call. It actually did not make my list. I brought it up because we were talking about signage. Okay. My third one was I like to decorate my house for Halloween, and I try to theme it Haunted Mansion. You know, I made my own homemade Dear Departed Brother Dave. He chased a bear into a cave. You know, the tombstones that are outside of the queue. Got a couple of those out there. I've got Master Gracie out there. So I thought, first I was thinking maybe like a bust or Little Leota or the crystal ball from the seance, but I don't think, like we were saying, you don't get the effects. And those, like Little Leota, her face is a projection, I believe, right? And I don't want a blank-faced Little Leota standing up there. She probably wouldn't be saying, hurry back, because you don't get the audio, you don't get the face, facial features. So I couldn't do that. Singing bust, couldn't do that, same deal. Leota's tombstone, I thought would be the way to go.
Yeah.
Which, as far as that being functional, I assume, you know, you're going to get the wiring, whatever's in there. So my plan would be to take it and to, get an electrician over here and say, listen, can you figure this out? I want this to function so that hopefully Halloween comes, I can spruce up my Haunted Mansion graveyard by putting that there, and it'll have the eye movements and the facial movements that it does in Disney.
Which, even if not, you got a blinging tombstone decoration.
Exactly. Right? Worst comes to worst, I still have it, and it still looks great.
So you don't even experience it 11 months out of the year?
Maybe 10 months.
I don't know. I would like, whatever I take, I would like to be influenced by year-round, if possible. Just move it, put it in your house, on your kitchen table, eat breakfast with it, whatever.
I mean, nothing would stop me from doing that.
Madame Leota. And what there is writing on the Madame Leota tombstone.
Yeah, there is. You want to know what it is?
I would love to know what it says, offhand.
Let me bring that up from the recesses of my mind.
Right, channel your inner Leota,
which I am
from the regions beyond.
Let me do it by ringing a bell. Off the top of my head, without use of Google, it says, "Dear sweet Leota, beloved by all, in regions beyond now, but having a ball." So nice, because it's not too specific to the ride. It's just kind of a...
Correct. Ball, having a ball referencing the crystal ball scene in the ride is how I always interpreted that.
That I never thought about. In regions beyond now, but having a ball...
that's what I would be surprised if it didn't mean that.
In the floating crystal ball.
A little Disney magic again there. Great, because, again, they kind of make you figure it out. You know, Disney intends you doesn't spell things out for you.
Yes.
They make you discover and explore and live the story.
That's why I love it.
Along the same lines, while we're there, one of the things that didn't make my list in the signage category was the entrance sign to Haunted Mansion. As you walk into the queue line, fastened to a brick wall, I believe, on your right is an ovular plaque. Meaning shaped like an oval, not a reproductive organ type thing. So it's shaped like an oval.
Yeah.
It says the Haunted Mansion in scary font style.
Yeah, that's a classic looking thing.
And right there's an image of some type of figure at the top as well, which may or may not be Madame Leota, to add to the scary sense. It's just very iconic of Haunted Mansion. I think there's a pin modeled after the same design. It would look great, on the wall, on the floor, whatever. You could use it as your bathroom toilet seat cover. That would be nice.
It's that metalish, worn, greenish color that I love. That's associated with the mansion.
It's the rustic. Rusty.
It's nice.
Let's see. You do two. Number two.
Yes.
Which I would be. I'd be surprised if you didn't at least think about it. If not, put it on your list. This is a physical piece of one of our favorite rides in all of Disney in Epcot Center. Would you like to take a stab at what it is?
Is it one of the geometric pieces of Spaceship Earth?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Number two.
I thought about it, but I have a number one, which is similar and kind of took the place of it, which we'll get to.
Okay. This was one for me. It got deposed by something else, but...
Deposed?
Removed from its position.
Big words today, yeah.
Yes. I mean,
yeah,
a physical piece of Spaceship Earth. I can't say enough about that, and I can't.
Yeah, it would be hard.
Speechless at the same time.
It would be hard to explain to the non-Disney fanatic how awesome this would be, and they just probably wouldn't understand it. But
correct. Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
I mean, just looking at it is incredible, and to have that ability anytime. Ooh. Not just looking at a reproduced piece
right. That
looks like the Epcot Dome, an actual piece of the geodesic, whatever the individual plates are called. I don't know if it's just like a shell that covers a sphere.
I believe
or
it
if
is.
Solid triangular.
I've seen construction photos where it was partially black and then partially covered by the white. So there's some kind of, like, you pop them on, I think. You know, they're fastened on there.
Yeah, I would take as many as I could get within the 4x2x2.
Yeah,
I would imagine somewhere four to six of those triangle pieces probably is what I'm going to get. Take them everywhere with you. Put them on your car. Use them as a pillow. Sleep on it at night.
They're definitely weather resistant.
Yes.
You can do whatever you want. You can channel the water off of your roof into a lake. You know, much like much like what happens in Epcot.
You could model the roof of your car. If you could make the roof of your car the Epcot sphere, wow, that would be awesome.
So like a dome kind of roof?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I have the convertible with the Epcot sticker on the back already, you know, the 1980s theming of Epcot.
Yeah, yeah.
If I could get an Epcot Spaceship Earth sphere.
You can't do the roof of your convertible, though. You have to do the hood or something.
I'd have to leave the roof up all the time, but you could construct kind of something over just the roof. Yeah. It's a nice small roof.
All right.
A mobile Spaceship Earth model.
That's not bad, and I can't argue with it.
I went
a different route for my number two. It's in the Magic Kingdom, and, you know, I figured this is... I like this because it harkens back to original Disney, original Walt, original animatronics. And it would be
Carousel of Progress.
Incorrect.
Small World.
Also incorrect.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Jungle Cruise.
I'll give you a clue.
Cruise.
Let me just go wake him up here. Hey, it's time for the show.
Oh. Ole, ole.
Yeah, it's showtime. Jose.
It's showtime.
Jose, the host of the Tiki Birds show. I want him. Bring him to my house. Put him right in my front hall or, you know, over my bed or something.
Okay.
And, I could... Again, I would like him to function, and maybe he could be powered and hooked up somehow. You wouldn't have the audio, because that's kind of within the track of the theater, but if he could move around, that'd be pretty cool. If not, that's okay. I've got a sweet, you know, centerpiece for Thanksgiving dinner, whatever, you know?
Yeah, if he doesn't function, that takes a lot away from this. It's nice, you know, and it's the original roots of Disney World, but...
Well, I had to go with the size. I couldn't pick... Big
sure.
Al, because he's what, you know, we had to go a little smaller.
Yeah. I gave a fair amount of thought to animatronics that fit our restrictions, and I couldn't think of much. Tiki Birds is a good idea. I could only think of, the possums on Splash Mountain.
Yeah,
again, I was
drawn
to Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
Pansy, Petunia, and Poppy, I believe. You can see their names on the mailboxes.
Yeah.
On the left, as right before you enter Laughing Place.
Yeah, all named after flowers. Yeah, that's
yes.
Some thought went into that.
Yeah, Disney theming there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if so much is taken away if an animatronic isn't in the context of a ride and doing what it does, speaking or moving or whatever it does.
Yeah.
So if the possum's not popping out going, oi! It's not going to be awesome.
Not saying FSU. They say FSU, right? Florida State University.
Oh, I did hear that.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
An Imagineer put that in.
So I did not pick an animatronic. But not a bad choice. I'll take the piece of the Geodome Essex Sphere any day over there.
I'm excited to hear what beats your piece of Spaceship Earth.
I don't know if you'll be on board with me as well. This is actually something that I never paid a great amount of attention to, but the more I thought about it, the more it just... This podcast and these discussions are all about what encapsulates the magic of Disney the most and brings me that feeling and that joy and that escape from real life and entry into the fantasy that is Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
And as you enter the Magic Kingdom, of course, the happiest place on Earth, you go through you go through the turnstiles, and then you can enter the Magic Kingdom through one of two overpasses. You can go to the right or to the left as you go under the railroad tracks.
Uh-huh.
There's posters on the walls of those tunnels.
I'm there.
Before you enter either one of the underpasses, there's a plaque fastened to the top. Are you familiar with the plaque?
Somewhat.
There's a plaque, I think, on both sides to the top, kind of like the keystone of the tunnel right before you enter it. And it sets the tone for your vacation. It puts you in the mood of Disney, and you're ready to live the fantasy that is the reality of Disney. And the plaque reads, if I may, "Here you leave today and enter the world of yesterday, tomorrow, and fantasy." And it's a nice rectangular plaque of, you know, a gold color. And if you stand... Everybody is in such a rush at that moment.
Yeah.
Because the gates are just open. Your vacation's just starting. You gotta get to that first ride. You gotta run in. You gotta experience. You gotta stop. You gotta read that sign. You gotta think about the implications of what this sign is saying. You gotta soak it up. You gotta prepare yourself for the magic and the joy that is about to come. And vacationing is almost like an art form in Disney World.
Yeah.
So you sit there, you read it, you think about it, you leave behind all of your cares. You're leaving today. You step through those gates, you go into Disney World, you've left today. And now you're in the world of yesterday, tomorrow, and fantasy. And to have that over my doorway at home, every day I get up and I'm like, set the stage for magic every day. I think this plaque is something that not enough people know about or care about.
Yeah.
And something that means a lot more than most people realize to Disney as a whole.
I could not have said it much better myself, and that's probably the definitive answer to this question, hands down, I'd have to say.
Is that your one?
No. But okay. It's that good. It's very good.
It's great.
I'm looking at a picture right now, and you know, it's plain. You know,
it doesn't have to be fancy.
Gold border, but I mean, the words speak pretty loudly.
It's a very nice thing.
So would you have that placed like by your doorway, so when you leave your house, you see that?
You would want it to be not as you enter your house, but
right.
as you go out and live your life.
Yes.
Make your life more magical. So perhaps.
Yeah.
The keystone to your door as you leave, or the doorway of your bedroom as you get up in the morning. One of the two, something like that.
That is very, very nice. I will submit my number one as well, which I also like it a lot. I don't know which one I'd choose if given the choice of the two. But my number one, also from the Magic Kingdom, of course, because it's really the center of our love for Disney, and I would put this probably on top of my house. I would fasten it on the roof of my house, and it would be one of the flags that top the spires of Cinderella Castle.
All right. Okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah. There's actual waving flags, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So,
Certainly.
I would want that on the top of my house, just to know, you know, driving home from work, coming home, to be able to look and know that flag atop my house is a piece of Cinderella Castle. Pretty awesome. And aesthetically, I think it would be pretty cool.
Yeah, it would look cool. It would bring a little Cinderella Castle magic to your house itself.
Yeah. There it is.
It's good. I mean, anything that's iconic Magic Kingdom, you can't go wrong with. I did give some thought to the $40,000 Crystal Castle. That's kind of a cheap answer there.
So did I, and I realized that's not what this question is about. Not about making money.
No. What else? Signage, the cog on the curtain for Carousel of Progress.
Oh, yeah.
That says Carousel of Progress, Walt Disney's Carousel of Progress.
Mm-hmm.
Again, connecting to Walt. Yeah. If Walt actually touched a part of it, that would escalate the value tremendously, but I'm not sure offhand if he did.
Can we just go for Walt's frozen head and take that home? If we're really trying to get the Walt connection.
If it's in Disney, it's on Disney property.
I don't think so.
That would fit. Kiss him every day if you want to.
Oh, yeah, may or may not need anything. Okay.
It's possible. One other thought I had was the Walt Mickey statue in front of the castle as they look up at it.
Yeah.
Too big, So
probably too big.
Chop off Mickey, take Mickey home. And then I could, like, take Walt's place and hold Mickey's hand while I look at my house or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I some thought about that, too, but...
Yeah, I also thought of the Crystal Castle. The only other one I have written down here is signage. This is one of my favorite signs in Disney World. It's a piece of the sign, though. This is the sign. It's before the bridge that leads you over towards Splash Mountain, and it's a sign for Splash Mountain. There might be a couple other things on it, too. But on top of the sign... And I just love looking at this. I've taken many pictures of it. It's a figure of Br'er Rabbit with his hand over his eyes, like the lookout kind of pose. And he's looking towards Splash Mountain. And there's a cool little lamp on this sign. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
Before the queue?
It tells you which way to go to Splash Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Are you familiar with it now?
I think I know what you're talking about.
There it is. There's a picture of it. That guy right there.
Oh, yeah.
It's got the old-fashioned lamp hanging from it. It says Splash Mountain this way, Thunder Mountain this way. So I would take the Br'er Rabbit figure.
The Br'er Rabbit
portion. And he'd probably go on top of my house, too. You know?
Yeah.
Because he's looking out from a high spot. That would be pretty cool.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta go to work.
Okay.
Which is not as awesome as Disney World.
Go to work and... talk to people about Disney.
I do that.
Have you done that before?
Quite frequently. Anytime I get a Disney World credit card, I will indulge in at least 20-minute discussions about what resort they like, what rides they like. And, you know, you gauge how ridiculous are they of a fan, because you don't want to show your true Disney fanaticism unless somebody can echo that.
Yeah.
And there's one group that comes in regularly, and they're ready to talk Disney. They're my favorite table by far.
That's great. Wow.
So... hopefully they'll be there tonight. We'll see.
I hope so.
Yeah.
All right. In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room, all the birds sing words and the flowers croon in the tiki 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 room. And at this point, we do have a chance for you to take home a Disney World prize. What we're asking is for viewers to email in suggested topics. You know, we're running thin. We're thinking of these big cues. And we're scraping the barrel sometimes, you know. So we're looking for some fresh ideas. If you can email us at wdwbigq@gmail.com with a suggested show topic that we like, and if we get a few emails, we will pick one of them. If yours is the one that we use, I will mail you a prize, which is a physical e-ticket that says on it, like, oh, good for one e-ticket ride, Pirates, Small World, something like that. You know, the actual paper back when the Magic Kingdom was ticket-based. That will be your prize. I will mail that to you. If you are the winning entry, I will just email you back and get your address and things like that. So if you have an idea for a topic we should talk about, the sillier the better, email that to us, wdwbigq@gmail.com, and hope to award somebody this wonderful, fantastic, out-the-box, crazy, unbelievable, wonderful, Disney-rific prize. All right, we'll see you next time.